the Imagine Cup is just about like a fun thing for technology students to do. So I think it was kind of like Morris's brainchild 2 years ago as a way for software students who have like big ideas and also like enough ability to prototype them to kind of go out and build applications. And now we're just trying to blow it out so that we have kids who are top CS and algorithm students, and we have kids who are short film, kind of like digital video enthusiasts, and people who are like insane with graphics and real-time rendering, and also kind of like our bread and butter software design category.
Right.
And we're really just trying to create like a good experience for these guys. I mean, we're a pretty small team, so we end up like doing crazy things like putting together boxes at 2 a.m. so that they get shipped out to the different countries, and we like peel stickers, and I mean, we pushed in like 500 push pins in this weekend.
I think Mario got a blister.
He got a blister on his thumb.
Yeah, I'm a little bit sore.
But I think at the end of the day, people definitely appreciate that because we do like, everyone rolls up their sleeves and puts in work for it. So
right.
We actually, so the Columbia team, which is...
So what is this poster here?
So this poster is basically our map of all of the student teams that are coming in each of the competitions to the Imagine Cup. And you can kind of see how like geographically diverse it is. We have 6 continents represented and 38 countries. And it's a pretty cool thing when you kind of see it in this format. And I think a lot of people walk by and kind of stop. And even if they don't know what the Imagine Cup is, they know it's something kind of cool that we're doing because these kids are... I mean, they mostly look pretty happy. So.
Yeah. Do you have any good stories to tell us from the contestants?
Oh, well, so one good story is this Colombian team right here. They had one student who wasn't going to be able to come because of exams or whatever, and the student posted at the Spoke to basically say he got his welcome pack in the mail a few days ago, and that basically made him decide he was going to like find a way to come to the Imagine Cup. And so, like for us, when we spend all this time putting like these packages together, that definitely makes it all worthwhile. In terms of interesting, like really cool applications, this is the Belgium team right here. And they have put together a project that is supposed to basically help schizophreniacs kind of like engage with the world around them and to help like their doctors kind of like engage in dialogue with them. And so they built like a 3D modeling tool that allows schizophreniacs to like build these environments that they can use to communicate their feelings back and forth with doctors. And so they kind of did it like in conjunction with a hospital. And so it's kind of a cool project.
Also, Mario, you should talk a little bit about the Malaysian team, too.
Yeah, we're really excited to have some great females in the competition this year. Our Malaysian team is actually all females, and we've just had a great amount of female participation in the Imagine Cup, which isn't always traditional for a technology and programming competition. So it's really exciting to see this kind of participation from females all over the globe.
We also have a team of people that strips, too. Like the Italian team, when they won, they took off their shirt. And this is the Italian team, right?
Yeah.
So we're kind of...
You don't have that on video, do you?
No, we do actually have that on video. Channel 9. So that was pretty funny.
Channel 9 is a G-rated program.
We have a brother and sister here from Belgium in the rendering competition. The brother, Charles, I think, did all of the coding, and the sister, Elizabeth, did all the artwork, and so they were kind of like a three-person team to kind of put all that together.
Yeah, and the Canadian team up here, the software design team up here, only one of them actually had a job before they won the Imagine Cup, and then after they won the Imagine Cup, within like 5 days, the other three both like had like summer internship offers and co-ops and stuff like that.
Wow!
So they were all really excited, and they actually appeared on like Canadian national TV to talk about their winning and stuff like that. So we're really excited for them too. So cool. Like one of the things that's cool about this is that we, you know, didn't realize the breadth or the reach of the Imagine Cup really until we actually put this map up, and then suddenly we realized that, wow, there are a lot of kids that basically have participated, and we're really just excited to see them in Brazil.
Now, when is the Imagine Cup?
It's July 2nd through 8th, so everyone's actually flying into Sao Paulo, Brazil, and then everyone gets on a couple of charter flights and takes off for a resort town called Foz do Iguaçu, and that's where the actual competition happens. All the students are competing and meeting one another. And then on July 6th, everyone actually flies back to Sao Paulo, where the awards are presented at the Microsoft PDC and TechEd in Brazil.
So take me through the contest. What, you know, if you're a student team there, what's the experience going to be like? What...
So,
What do they do when they get there?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. There are actually four different tracks, right, for the four different invitationals. So the software design students are going to be basically presenting the applications that they've been building all throughout the past year to the judges. The judges are going to be walking around viewing their presentations and obviously scoring all of them. The short film students are actually going to be doing much what you're doing right now, walking around with cameras and basically capturing the experience on film just because they're so talented at filmmaking. The rendering students are going to be building a screen
saver. Don't take my job, by the way.
The rendering students are actually going to be building a screen saver for Imagine Cup 2005. We've got some cool people from industry that are coming down to kind of guide
NVIDIA
them in that.
NVIDIA is coming.
Yeah, to guide them in that whole thing. And then the algorithm students...
Let's really talk about that.
Yeah, Shreyas, this is his night and day project.
Yeah,
right,
this has been... Actually, so Michael and I, this is kind of our baby right now. But we have these five students. There's... Vincent from France. There's Shaman, who's a PhD student at Rutgers, originally from China. And then we have Branimir from Bulgaria. And then we have Li and Ying, also from China, these two. And so the five of them are basically going to be coming. And they got to this point by basically beating out 3,400 other like top algorithm students from around the world. So they've done online competition, and they've done like take-home challenges, and they're... I think like one of them was like a silver medalist at the ACM World Finals and also a bronze medalist at ACM. So they're good kids. And basically what we've planned for them is a 30-hour coding challenge. So we give them this like set of problems, and the theme is like, well, can we tell them the theme right now?
No, we just keep it a secret.
Okay.
But actually, so we'll be doing webcasts from the Imagine Cup itself, and I think they'll be on Channel 9 in the Spoke, so
okay.
People can check in later to watch. But the basic premise is they have 30 hours, and they're going to go through a series of 8 programming challenges, and we'll score them along the way. And some of them are head-to-head, some of them are kind of like individual, some of them they have to optimize, some of them they just have to solve. And from that will emerge kind of like one world champion. And it's right. going to be a pretty, we've like put together a pretty good narrative for it too, so.
Great. What else do we need to know about the
Did you get a picture of the cup?
Yeah, we got a picture of the cup.
Okay.
There we go. Great. Well, it sounds like your team's done a lot of work to get this to happen.
Yeah, it's been a year-long, you know, journey, and we're really looking forward to seeing the finals and also kicking off 2005, which will be in Yokohama, Japan. And that basically starts immediately the day after the 2004 one ends.
Now, what does the winner get?
Well, they get a bunch of different things. Fame, fortune, hopefully a series on VH1 behind the developer. No. They'll get a trophy, obviously. But there's also cash prizes of varying amount, to the different places and to the different within the different invitationals.
Right.
And I think they're all listed on ImagineCup.com,
yeah,
right?
The total is like $85,000.
Total $85,000 as well.
Wow. Well, good luck to the. Do you have any tips for the contestants? Any last minute tips? Because this will probably air like.
Oh my gosh! Like last minute tips for the contestants.
Oh, we want them to have fun.
Relax,
fun, relax. You're all winners. You know?
Bring your swimming trunks for the Makuku Safari.
Because you'll get really wet.
I want to go on that. Oh, cool.
I don't know. I mean, what do you think? You know, use this opportunity to really connect with other students, because they're the. You know, you'll get to see all these kids from around the world.
I mean, hopefully some of these people will see each other 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now. So
yeah,
take down some names and numbers and have a good time.
Yeah.
So this is really the future of computer news industry, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to be hearing a lot more about these kids in the coming decades.
Some of them are the present of technology right now, not just the future.
Yeah.